Sophie. The Showbizin right there, Meanie and the Seven Dwarves, off his album Lepidoptera, Behind Every Wing, Someone Enjoys an Egg. Janae Halstead with her song Sophia off her EP Edge of the World.
What a great voice. Amazing.
Lovely. Amazing. Yeah. Lovely. She's going to be in the Netherlands for a month.
Oosterblief.
April 18th, I think she leaves. Traveling.
How cool. I have a soft spot for the Netherlands.
Me too.
The Rationale's part of that with Trade You. They have a show coming up. Today is Dave's birthday. Happy birthday, Dave. 29 again. Happy birthday to you.
I heard 29.
And we started that off with Strange Ways with their track Monster off their latest album, Race Car Courage. We have the delightful, the delectable Bill Vox from Strange Ways here in the studio. And you were going to share a public service announcement with us. Is that right?
Yes. Walking is good exercise. I figure this is perfect. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy. It requires no special equipment and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. Who know? For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge. A distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, even burn calories, and save you money with inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road. And it's safer than riding a bike, let's be honest. And this is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio, you know, little man.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a marvelous accent.
Oh, how did you get Christopher Walken in tonight? Your star pull is amazing.
I am thrilled.
Wow, he signed something for me. Very nice guy.
What a nice man.
Fur coat, I think. I think it was real fur he was wearing.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's a shocker.
Very shocker.
Well, you know, he's a dancer from way back, so that's probably...
He's got those moves.
Yeah.
Maybe he could do, we're at Strange Ways as far as kind of plans as we promote this album, obviously booking some shows. We're working on even a music video.
Ooh.
Maybe Mr. Walken, could even make an appearance.
How delightful. Right? I would be delighted.
Do like the Fat Boy Slim thing. But
please.
Yeah, happy birthday to Mr. Rationale, by the way.
That's right. Happy birthday, Mr. Rationale.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Mr. Russian Owl.
Oh, they're all great guys. It's funny to think that I've known them. I think our first gigs, maybe Mike and Scamper met him in early, it could have been like 2001. And my band at the time called The Spark, we played with him and maybe Will Daly at like the Green Dragon.
Wow.
Like a little bar by where Purple Shamrock or wherever by Government Center was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Those were the days.
I missed out on those days. I was not around for those days. I missed out on
Abbey Lounge.
The George Bush years. I was not here.
It was probably a good time to go to Holland. Yeah.
I'm not taking the full responsibility on my shoulders, but I have to say the only two times that I voted absentee were those two elections. So maybe it is my fault, in which case I apologize. But you know what? I was around a couple Novembers ago.
Yeah.
So not everything's entirely my fault. Just most things are my fault.
It's 11-11.
Make a wish, everybody. Make a wish. Are we allowed to talk about our wish? I want to ask you what your wish is.
I think so.
Oh, okay.
It's like,
if you do have a wish, let's say, you know, birthdays, whatever, New Year, your wish for this year, it's still, you know, one quarter down for music, for the city, for things and like good events. To come around, like what do you hope for in like the music community here?
Always happenings.
Yes,
happenings. And I always think about it was a Beatles. Funny you should mention this. There was some Beatles documentary or 60s documentary, and there were all these different clips, all these different interviews with different people in different countries, and there was this little Dutch man, and he was, which was, is kind of unusual, having spent time in Holland, tend to be very tall people. But I remember this guy, and he was standing next to his houseboat, and he said, well, in the 60s, happening this, everything's a happening. And I thought, that sounds fabulous. And I was a kid. And I was just thinking, gosh, that sounds so great. Happenings, like all these things happening. What's happening? Everything's happening. And it's music and art. And, you know, I loved hearing about that craft fair / show / gallery opening that's happening this weekend. Just all of the stuff together. And it's, you know, you both remember that the Rock Palast project that
which I loved
that Ed from now from Rules and I did for a while. Strange Ways played,
you know, and we loved it. You know,
that was a good time.
It was a really, you know, and I think much to our question about what's happening is like those are great happenings. It's like making that scene, like I remember, I guess they played last night, Franz Ferdinand, but the first time they came around, I really, really dug what they were doing. But even more so, I loved the story they had, that where, and this goes well with, you know, maybe some of my hopes for the music scene and art scene to connect more. But they would have these warehouses that they would steal electricity. They'd get big, you know, handles of vodka or whatever, home wreckers of vodka, and basically, and some mixers, and they'd have their friends who were artists just put art on the walls, and you just turn the volume up and you'd dance and drink, and you'd have a scene there of like this kind of sharing, and everything was kind of around, and it was a bit of a scene, and that always kind of turned me on.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. You know, to have art on the wall, like to appeal to all of your senses, every way for you to absorb art and music and performance is appealed to. I mean, I remember going to shows at some warehouse in Alston where there were, you know, fire dancers and bands and artists like making work while you were there.
That's cool.
So that would be my wish for Boston is more of that, because I think regardless of which artistic community you count yourself a part of, and I think maybe to a greater extent than a lot of other people sort of straddle a couple of different worlds. I know a lot of people who consider themselves to be both poets and songwriters, but you know, being both a musician and an artist and into the art scene, I think the more we can collaborate, the better chance of survival we have. It's the whole divide and conquer thing. But that, if we,
it's the thing that, you know, I think much like I said, that I have those conversations. They say, what music scene? I'm like, it's vibrant, connect to it. But also I implore musicians, you know, don't be afraid of galleries to walk in. It's not expensive to walk into somewhere because it's free. And gallery owners are very happy just to have people in there to share. Just because you go into, especially in the SOA area, they're not million-dollar pieces. And they're actually really happy just to have people to come through, have a glass of wine, listen to whatever music they have playing. And they want to connect to, you know, I know these guys, and they want to connect to, you know, not just the mutual fund guys who'll buy their art.
Right.
But the people who create and give the art life. I grew up studying photography and video and filmmaking and stuff. And so I used to go to like these, I'd like get accepted to these camps as a kid, and I'd go and I'd hang out, and there was always talk about these kind of heady ideas of art, but there was always like music and photography and people doing ceramics or whatever. And it sounds all like hippie and weird, but it was pretty just kind of tame, but there was a belief that it all kind of belonged in the same room.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I think that's something, you know, we were talking during the music, which I know is cheating, radio
Cheater.
Listeners, and I apologize, but we were chatting about sort of that European sense of like of being an artist and being involved like throughout all the media. There's no real delineation between you are a musician, you stay in your musician box, and you're a graphic artist, and you stay in your beautifully designed graphic artist box.
I had the chance to be in Stockholm, Sweden in December, and I have a friend there, and I was able to get local kind of access, and went to, of all things, because I work, day job is marketing agency, and I'm a creative director there. And so I went to a marketing agency, and in the agency, you know, they have a room where they do, they have a psych wall and do photography and things like that. But then, you know, it was kind of a year-end party, and it was a bit of a scene.
Yeah.
You know, and there was an acceptance of that, and there were artists there. But then there were also marketeers and more kind of straight-laced kind of business people, but it was all kind of accepted there. Went to a theater one day, and it was just interesting, the value that at that theater there wasn't any shows playing, but they had a bar there that they had, so you could go and hang out there and talk. And so there was a bit of that idea of community.
Yeah.
It's almost like if Q Division opened up and just said, oh yeah, on Friday nights we'll have a bar in the back, and I'm sure that would be an expensive endeavor to kind of
fabulous.
Insure against
make that happen.
Drunk musicians. Well, I mean, it would be amazing, because you know what happens. You give some musicians a couple of drinks, and there's a guitar over there. It's like, hey, let's, you know.
It's a happening. Everywhere a happening.
It's a
exactly.
A happening.
My favorite movie, it's All Happening.
It's All Happening.
Almost Famous.
That's right.
Famous. Good movie.
Indeed.
That is correct. Yeah. Should I play some more music? Should I play a little music and we chat a little
music.
More? Are we into it? We were talking about how weird things happen when you move abroad.
Are you going to play the Kelly Family?
I'm going to play the Squeeze Box Stompers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's something in this semi-traditional instrumentation that I think might appeal. Suze looks terrified, which I'm delighted with.
I could never play poker.
But I'm hoping that you find this more edifying than terrifying. This is the Squeeze Box Stompers.
All right.
It's their live version of "I'd Rather Be Lucky Than Good."
Who wouldn't?
This is great.
Here it is.
Brilliant.
We love you, WMFO Medford. Boom. Justine and the Unclean, Love Got Me Into This Mess, off their album Get Unclean. Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys, off their latest single, that song's Reckless. Lucretia's Daggers, Terror Nation, I believe that was live in Studio D from last week, is that right? No? It was not live from WMFO from last week. That was, it was a magical, magical CD that appeared in my hands. My hot little hands, and then I played them for you. Squeezebox Stompers, up at the top, speaking of hot little hands, I'd Rather Be Lucky Than Good, off their album Stompin' at the Crossroads. You're listening to WMFO Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. It is all local music. I am sitting here with Ms. Suze, who brought us the concert report.
Oh, hello.
With Bill Vox, who brought us Strange
hello.
Ways.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I allowed to say who else is here with us?
Sure.
Joel Simpkins.
Am I here? I'm
hello,
here. Yes.
Joel.
Hey. How's
our
it going?
Fearless leader, our fretless leader.
I don't get to do this very often, being on the being on the microphone.
Ooh. I like it. It's smooth.
I get to use my smooth FM DJ voice.
Please.
Hi there.
More
out
of
there
this.
In Radio Land.
Hello.
You're listening
hello.
To WMFO Medford.
That is correct.
Isn't that great?
Delicious.
And we heard the new one from Lucretia's Daggers. Yeah. Actually, it's not new. It's something they sent me, though.
Terror Nation.
Yeah.
All for you.
Because, you know, they were here last week, and, you know, do you want us to send you some new stuff?
Always.
Like, yeah. Maybe
yes,
you could have brought some with you last week when you were here. But, but you know, they were nice. They were nice to bring some.
And
I burned it on a CD for you.
And huzzah. And thank huzzah. You for that. And that's what enabled us to listen to Terror Nation. Speaking of zeitgeist and speaking of all of the things that make
us
think about.
If you don't mind, speaking of huzzah, it's about time we made that, we made huzzah sexy again.
Huzzah.
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 I've been working on that.
That's right.
Of late, trying to convince capital T, capital K, the kids, that this is a thing that cool people say. I'm not sure I'm winning that battle, but I am trying my darndest. Should we listen to some more music? We've only got 22 more minutes left.
Oh my God.
Before like On the Town with Mikey D will be over. So I wanted to bring you.
Oh, I got a plug. I got a plug Ola.
Plug it in.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm involved in a project.
Ooh.
Fancy.
That,
what project?
It's called What About Naomi?
What about Naomi?
What about Naomi? Yes, what about her? Indeed. It's a project that started many years ago. And I put out a debut album. It's sort of like a solo project. And I'm saying solo project with the finger quotes because it can involve people. It can involve nobody. but we put out an album last year called Mess Arounds, which was a 7 or 8 track album. One song featured vocals from our very own Phil Fleming and was featured on the We Are Not Trump compilation, the very first one. And on Friday, this Friday, 2 days from today, I will be debuting a brand new shingle from the new What About Naomi album. The album is going to be called Artifiction. You've heard of Artifact? Well, this is a made-up artifact, so it's an artifiction. And I haven't decided how long it's going to be. We're just finishing it up. It's probably going to be out just in time for the summer. It may be a double album. It may just be a single album. But it is part of. It is one of 3 albums that we're putting out this year. So we're going to put out, and this is more or less a kind of continuation of the Mess Arounds kind of concept, where it's going to be a lot of like sonic journey, a lot of late night driving into the darkness, stoned out of your mind kind of stuff, as you are used to with some of the other things that I put up. And so the first single is going to come out Friday, and I believe the title is called Is It the End of Days?
Is it?
Is it the End of Days?
Is it?
And we got some potential guests that are going to be on this album coming up. I've been talking to Allie Frost, formerly of, I'm blanking. But Allie Frost moved out to Chicago and was actually doing some stuff with Billy Corgan, and became a really brilliant solo artist in her own right. She's a great bass player, amazing singer. She's going to be singing on one of my tunes, and I've been talking to Todd Bowes from the band Desk. About possibly lending his voice to one of the tunes as well. That's why I haven't figured out if it's going to be a single or a double. But the first single will be out on Friday. And it's kind of cool that I actually had something to plug. I usually don't. Oh, and Butterscott. Oh, yeah, Butterscott. Those guys just finished a video special for Arlington Community Media, or ACME. And it's basically Buzz Syndrome, Jonathan Scott, and Chalk Van Shake, the core trio that's made the last three albums, talking about the making of all five videos that we've done at ACME. So you're going to get to see all five videos with live running commentary, or live recorded running commentary. We don't know when that's going to air, but we just finished it, and we're expecting that it will be airing on Arlington Community Media Incorporated. So if you're in Arlington, if you happen to live in Arlington, and I know some of you do, some of you, you might want to look at the cable access channel, because you might see us on it.
Very exciting.
And awesome. See our fantastic videos.
Thank you very much, Joel.
Oh, yeah. And the two of the videos feature our newest band members, Mr. Right Now and Patrick McGroin. So brand new band members. So you'll see them both, and you'll see Chalk Van Shake dominating the video, because that's what she does.
I enjoy Chalk Van Shake dominating the video.
Yeah, she does a great job of doing it. I mean, she doesn't say much, but man, when she makes a statement, it is bold and brassy.
And dominant.
But yeah, so, oh my God, I'm behind the microphone and I've actually got things to plug.
I love it. It's exciting.
It's exciting. I'm so excited.
Excited. All of the screams. Speaking of all of the screams, do you know what I have queued up next?
Oh.
It's the gala.
Ooh.
With Between the Lines. It is their latest single.
So, what do you prefer, pronunciation? Do you prefer gala or gala?
It depends on whether or not I'm trying to annoy my boss.
Ah. And if you're trying to annoy your boss, it's what?
It's a gala.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. A gala sounds a little bit more like Hollywood, L.A., searchlights up in the sky. It's a gala event.
Yes.
If you're going abroad and you have to wear, something to a cotillion, it's a gala.
A gala. With a cape.
With a cape. Well, then it's just prog rock.
Well, I mean, you know, judge for yourself, America.
Hey,
more lasers.
I like capes. Most people think I own them. So there you go.
Owners of capes, the gala right here, Between the Lines.
Huzzah!
Huzzah!
Riding the bus, and once you march, I'm riding the bus, and march.
You've been listening to Smell. That's Smell.
Great band.
That's on Kopeck off their album Woof. Rusty Mullet prior to that, My Sweet Mistress Nicotine off their album Poop.